Welcome to the Family Life Church Podcast. We hope you're blessed and encouraged to share this with someone you know. Subscribe or visit thefamilylife.org for more information.
Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. God, in his creative power and nature of divine order in the beginning, set the boundaries and borders for all of his creation. Each thing, each element having its purpose, having its place, the cadence of all creation being set and situated. And then when it came to the waters that were, it was no different, for this is what he said of those waters. In Genesis, the first chapter, in the 9th and the 10th verse, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. Somewhere in the sovereign sight of God, a line was laid. His word was obeyed, and from that moment on, in creation, the seas, the raging rivers, the streams that fed them, they all knew where their sides and their shores would ultimately be. Storms and rain and elements might feed them throughout time, but still somewhere God's word said that they could come no further. That was where they would stay. God affirmed this to Job, the one like no one else other than Christ who knew what a storm and a flood could be like, when he said this in Job 38 to Job, the 4th through the 11th verse. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? God said, declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, or who shut up the seas with doors when it break forth as if it had issued out of the womb? When I made the cloud the garment thereof and thick darkness a swaddling band for it and break up for it my decreed place and set bars and doors and said, hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed. His word set and settled it. This is as far as you can come, proud waves. Flood tides, this is where you have to stay. You can come no further. Somewhere out of our sight, somewhere beyond our understanding, our comprehension, God looked at the flood that could be and said, for you and I, that's far enough. The problem that we struggle with is the unknown. Where it is, when it is, when and where will the flood tide cease? At what point in life, at what point in time does it stop? And when does God look at the flood tide, look at the storm, look at all the waves and the raging things coming against us? When does he look at it, and when does God say, they've had enough, stop, that's enough? That's what we struggle with. We struggle with that unknown of where that point is, when that time is, where that line is. This we do know, that storms, difficulties, currents that come against us, they will always be. There will always be some sort of storm somewhere at some place in some capacity. There will always be storm. It rains on the just and the unjust alike, the word said. So we know that is a given in life. But what determines the difference is what we are built upon. Jesus offered the example of two who built their house. It was in response as an example of those who would come to him and hear his sayings and do them, or those who would hear yet not act on the word that was given to them by him. The first who heard his word and heeded it built on the rock, and when the flood came, his house stood and it weathered the storm. But the second, the one who did not hear and heed his word, built on the earth, the sand, and when the flood tide happened, it fell and the ruin of it was great, the word said. Two houses, same storm. One built on the rock, the other on the earth, the sand. The difference was in the willingness to dig deeper. The silt and the sand was sifted through and all the debris and dirt was dug out. If the house would endure, then the digging deeper was required of. Please understand this. If it was to endure, then there was the necessity for there to be that earth, that sand, that debris, all of it dug out more deeply. It is without question that we are facing and have been facing a flood tide of fear and flesh such as never before. Daily, the elements of this world and life and all that comes with it have been coming against us. We have felt, we in fact have felt the flood tide. We can recognize it, we sense it. And that is the unique thing about this. Just because there was the necessity to dig to find the foundation stone, it did not eliminate the elements that were present during the time of the digging. We are not digging deeper right now for just right now. We're not digging just for relief in the moment, if you would, from what we're facing and what we're dealing with. We are digging deeper for the salvation of our soul. Why we are living this, why we are doing this, what we are going through, it's to make us to understand this is about the salvation of my soul. Understand this, please. God is more concerned about our eternal salvation than our present comfort. That's a difficult thing for us to accept sometimes, but nonetheless, it is the truth. He is more concerned about our eternal salvation than our present comfort. It may take effort and faithfulness, extra investment of our time and of our intentions, but it must be remembered that while the rock is being founded in our life, it is through the enduring to the end that salvation is secured. It is through that process of digging. It is through the endurance that we weather the storm, we find the rock, and we are ultimately saved. Living for God is more than immediate gratification. It is about eternal salvation. Let me repeat that, and hopefully someone will grasp this and understand this. Living for God is more than immediate gratification. It is about eternal salvation. Faith is not passive. Please grasp this. Faith is not passive, but it is aggressive. God rewards those that diligently seek him. The word implied that there would need to be active faith involved here. That digging deeper was required to find something sure to stand on, something sure, the foundation stone, the rock to build life on. We do not build on shallow sand that washes away with the current and the climate or even the culture of this world. We build on the rock, Christ Jesus. We build on that eternal hope of who he is, that understanding of the word, that salvation that is secured through him. You and I, no doubt, may feel the flood, but you and I do not have to fall to the flood because the flood has to fall to him, our Savior, Jesus. Even in the storm, we are not left comfortless. Even when it feels as if we're overwhelmed by it all, we are not abandoned in that moment. Even when it's the winds howling and the waves are crashing and the flood tide, the current is going, he is still present. He said this in Psalms 89 in the 8th and 9th verse, O Lord God of hosts, who is strong, Lord, like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. God is present in your pain. He rules the raging of your sea. There is no wave, understand this, there is no wave coming against you that is greater than him. He is greater. He is mighty. Stop staring at the storm. Hear me, somebody that's listening today, please. Stop staring at the storm and look at him. Stop looking at all the things that are going on around you. We are consumed with it. It is consuming us. Stop staring at the storm and look at the Savior. Don't let the current carry you away. Dig deeper to the rock that he is for your life. This is important to understand. And I'm finding this to be true, and I have talked to many of you, and hopefully you'll understand this when I say this. There is a danger in not digging. There is a danger in not digging, meaning not being persistent or purposed. When we are out of our rhythm and routine, we can find ourselves vulnerable to the elements of an undisciplined life. when we're not going through the motion and the routine of who we are and what we should be, we can find ourselves becoming very vulnerable to the elements when we are not disciplined. It's necessary. It is dangerous if we don't dig. You've got to keep digging even in this difficult season. You've got to keep praying. You've got to keep looking at the Word. You've got to keep seeking God. You've got to find that rock. Even when it feels like all the elements are coming against you, you have to find that rock and dig through all the debris of life. You and I must not waste this storm, hear me. We can't waste this storm, for it's during difficulty that often faults and fractures of our life are revealed that would not have been seen otherwise. And it's God's grace and mercy in that moment that allows this time for you and I to do spiritual repair and restoration. Don't waste that storm. See what's fractured in your life. See what needs work. Find that place in God right now, in your home. Wherever you might be, call on Him. Backslider, one that is distant from God and the church this day, it's time for you to come home and it's time for you to be saved. The storm, understand, He's allowed it to be for you to understand and to know that He's the rock that you must build on. The floods of your life will come and go. The tides, they will rise and they will fall. But the rock that you build on, it will remain. And it will save you. Isaiah said this in the 43rd chapter, verses 1-3. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Someone hear this today, please. Set in your home right now, driving down the road or at work, wherever you might be on the podcast or watching this video, please hear me. You will pass through this. You will pass through this storm. You will stand on the other side of your storm, but you have to keep digging. You got to find your footing and have faith in the one that is good and greater than what comes against you. And His name is Jesus. Call on Him right now. Call on that hope. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus and be filled with His Spirit and be saved. There is no other rock to build upon. There's no other foundation that will stand this test and time. Whatever it takes, you must dig past all the dirt, all the debris of your life. And find the thing, find the one that you cannot live without. And His name is Jesus, our Savior. Let us pray. Father, I thank You that I have found that firm foundation of who You are. And I pray for somebody that's listening right now. I pray for families right now that are struggling, God, going through difficulties that they thought they would have never faced, storms that are raging, currents, flood tides, God, that they're feeling, and fear that tries to consume them. I pray help them to understand they must keep digging, that they must keep believing, they must keep seeking for You, searching, knowing that You are the hope of their life. And for that one that is lost, God, that backslider, that one that has drifted away from the church and become cold in their life and become undisciplined, Lord, I pray that You would help them to understand that You are the hope that they're looking for. You're the life they're looking for. It's not found in the things of this world, the current or the culture of this world, but it's found in You, Jesus. And I pray, God, right now that You would minister to that life and help them to know that You are the one that can answer the longing in their life and satisfy what seems to be missing. And so save them now, I pray. Save us all, God. We look to You, Jesus. You are that firm foundation, that rock, that we don't have to be confused in this life because we know in whom we have believed. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.